Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel and the region, it's a cool night with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah violated the ceasefire earlier today with a drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon, confirms Ynet. No casualties or damage were reported. Also, the head of the Shin Bet warns against Hamas's intentions. According to Walla, Israel is cautious after the U.S. celebrated a disarmament agreement earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S. Senate approved a sanctions bill against Russia and Iran with an overwhelming majority, reports Mariv. Separately, Israel's New York consul cancels their New York Times subscription, citing false allegations. This is reported by JNS in the past hour. And finally, I-24 News discusses the Mecca agreement, suggesting it is symbolic but lacks practical application. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a leading news service, posted just minutes ago that CENTCOM forces have redirected 51 commercial vessels and boarded two as part of the Iran blockade. Middle East 24 reports that Iran is investing billions in media campaigns to crush public hope, aiming to suppress resistance through psychological pressure. U.S. Central Command shared earlier today about the USS Mason's role in the blockade, emphasizing its strategic presence in regional waters. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's actions earlier today, Ynet reports that the IDF confirmed the ceasefire violation when Hezbollah launched a drone strike in southern Lebanon. This act of aggression underscores ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire agreement. Such incidents could escalate conflict and affect regional stability. Turning to the caution expressed by Israel regarding the U.S. celebrated disarmament agreement. According to Walla, the head of the Shin Bet warned the cabinet that Hamas might be stalling until after elections to avoid renewed hostilities. This caution reflects the complex dynamics at play and Israel's need for vigilance in diplomatic arrangements. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate sanctions bill targeting Russia and Iran passed with strong support. Mariv notes that its approval follows a push from former President Trump to include Tehran. This legislative move highlights the U.S. commitment to applying pressure on these nations, influencing international relations. In New York, Israel's consul ended their New York Times subscription today, citing bias and false narratives against Israel. JNS reports the consul's actions reflect a broader concern over media representation and its impact on public perception of Israel. Finally, the Mecca Agreement, as discussed by I-24 News, sends a warning to Tehran but lacks tangible enforcement. This pact underscores the challenges of forming credible military alliances in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel successfully tested its Arrow missile system, reports Ktech. This trial signifies an upgrade to counter Iranian threats, reflecting the country's defensive priorities. Separately, a court halted Knesset Finance Committee's transfers, according to Globes. Justice Alex Stein's decision temporarily blocks most money transfers, impacting budgetary processes. And finally, the shekel strengthened against the dollar, reports Walla Business. This currency shift signals economic optimism and could influence future financial dealings in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This was again Bruin for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.